in episode number 46 of the Niche Blogging Tips Podcast, we are going to discuss the pros and cons of getting SEO traffic. Stay tuned. Welcome to the Niche Blogging Tips Podcast, where we help you start and grow a successful blog. And now your host, Andre Vaughn. We put together a resource page for a lot of the things that we don't talk about in our episodes. Make sure you check that out. It has things such as ebooks, audiobooks, which are for sale. Also, it has things with different affiliate links that helps us pay the bill. So make sure you check this out. It's at nichebloggingtips.com/resources. That's nichebloggingtips.com/resources. SEO traffic is the holy grail of all web traffic. It's that way because it is free. Free traffic. Everyone wants free traffic and not to have to pay for it. But there are some pros and cons to SEO traffic, and we're going to get right into it. The first pro, we're going to go pros first, and then we'll give you the good news and then the bad news. So we'll go pros first and cons second. The first pro is that SEO sets you up as an authority in your niche. Sets you up for authority in your niche. If you have great content on your blog, you can deliver great ranking positions based on, obviously, the keywords and the search results. And once you get good at ranking them, you can then establish yourself as an authority in your niche, developing the trust of your targeted audiences, resulting in the more likelihood that you convert leads into sales. And absolutely, we'll sign up for that right now. The second one is, SEO can help you with business growth. The more and more people see your name in search, especially if you're on that first page on Google, they're going to click on your site. While doing that, you'll secure a great online presence with websites, with social channels, and all of that. It can definitely help you with business growth. The third thing I want to discuss here, the third pro, the third advantage is SEO generates traffic that has a good chance of converting. If you're in those first three spots, you're going to get the most traffic. And depending on the niche you're in, your users, they have different behaviors, which would result into how much they'll click on that site, and that will have a big impact on your conversions. Fourth pro is that SEO gives your business exposure to people who are looking for a solution. When people are searching for things on Google, they are looking for solutions. So they're asking, how can I? They're asking questions when they enter search bar or what have you on Google. You'll get a lot of results that way, and obviously you'll get traffic. Remember, if you're in those, especially if you're in those first three slots, the first three spots. And even in the snippet codes also, so you can actually say the first if you want to consider that as part of the results. And the last pro is SEO delivers a continuous flow of free and targeted traffic. And I kind of said that at the beginning. Free in a sense that you really do not have to pay for traffic and traffic generation directly the same manner that people do for paid channels like Google AdWords and Facebook, Instagram, all of those. The disadvantages of getting SEO traffic is SEO will take time. It will take time. And this is for most. I'm speaking for most. It's not going to happen overnight. You're not going to get traffic to that site overnight in most cases. Your content has to be indexed by search engines. It could take several days or even weeks. Obviously, you want immediate results from your content, but SEO may not be a good route for you if you're trying to get immediate and fast results. So you have to be patient. Second thing is SEO will require a big investment of your time, especially if it's in a competitive niche. So if you are in a niche such as making money online, that's very competitive, passive income. That term is very competitive. It's going to take a long time. It's going to take a big investment of your time in that competitive niche. The third disadvantage or the third con is it will take a long time to get return on your investment. even if that investment is time, if it's the work, all the efforts that you put in it, it may not be favorable for small businesses that need substantial revenues in the short term. All of this plays into patience and that as well. You have to be patient. You have to be patient. Otherwise, you're in the wrong business. Otherwise, you may have to just run ads if you need faster ROI. The fourth con of SEO traffic, of getting SEO traffic, is SEO provides you no full control. So you don't have control. You have control over your content. You don't have control over the algorithms. As you know, all the time, Google changes that algorithm all the time. They probably changed that algorithm. I bet you they changed that algorithm probably more than, I don't know this for sure, but I would imagine they change it probably on a weekly or monthly basis. All right, the fifth con or disadvantage I have is SEO has no guarantee for results, especially for first page ranking. This is why you have to get in tune with search engine optimization, with what really drives those results. That's why you have to get in tune with every aspect of SEO, the on-page side, the off-page side, the technical side. The last thing that, actually the last thing I was going to say is, I kind of spoke about it previously when I discussed SEO provides you no full control, that risk of being penalized, that's what that, when that algorithm changes all the time, that's what it's doing. It will penalize you if your content is not right, or if you're doing any black hat type things with backlinks and things like that. If you're trying to manipulate the system, the risk of you getting penalized can be substantial, and it can shut your site down. Especially with, like in the past, there was algorithms such as, you know, they always have names of them like Panda, Penguin, Hummingbird, all of that stuff. If your blog gets hit by that, if your site gets hit by one of those algorithms that can penalize you, it can shut your site down for sure. Your site will get shut down for sure. Check out the show notes at nichebloggingtips.com/episode46. Check out the private Facebook group also at nichebloggingtips.com/group and the YouTube channel at nichebloggingtips.com/YouTube. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Niche Blogging Tips Podcast. We will see you in episode 47. Thank you. The thought of having a blog is so important, especially when you're new. But just like a lot of new bloggers, you get stuck in a lot of different places because you're getting all this information from all these different places, all these different bloggers or whatnot. But what we did was we put together a free mini course. We call it the 5-day blogging mini retreat is what we call it. And you can get that at nichebloggingtips.com, anywhere on the website, nichebloggingtips.com. Sign up for our 5-day blogging mini retreat. It's a free mini course, a free 5-day blogging mini retreat. Check it out at nichebloggingtips.com. Thanks for listening to the Niche Blogging Tips Podcast at www.nichebloggingtips.com.